Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Will the Kentucky Wildcats finish with the number one recruiting class in 2025? That's going to be what we talk about on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Kentucky Wildcats on SI. Joined, as always, by my co-host, Carson Ash. Carson, how are we feeling, brother? Weekend's almost here. We got a really exciting football game coming up, you know, and that really kind of. But how are we feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. You know, at least we got Thursday night football on tonight. That'll be fun.
It'll be a good game.
But
big fantasy matchup this week, eh?
Yeah, big fantasy matchup between me and you this week. Should be another W like the ones in the past. But hopefully you'll get a little closer this game.
I'm due. I am doer than due. So this is my year. It's my year. But
says it every year.
I you know what? I'm not even going to push back. I do say that every year. But this is my year. So, Carson, we had a conversation a month and a half ago on the show where I asked, you know, how many players in this top 30, 35 range do you think Kentucky lands in this class? And your response was 4 to 5, correct? And I said, yeah. I wasn't buying it. I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to buy it. Landing Jasper and Malachi helps that because you have two locked in. You just need two more to get there. But Kentucky is in it for a lot of talented players. The main guys we're going to be talking about today are Chris Sinek Jr. We are going to talk about Caleb Wilson. We're going to talk about Braylon Mullins. We're going to talk about Tone Day, and we're going to talk about Nico Bundalo and Caden Lewis. Those are the guys we're going to run through today. All guys that, you know, have taken visits or planning visits, have scheduled visits, and maybe Kentucky's not leading, but they're in it. And we're going to talk about who do we like, what are our chances. So, Carson, let's start the conversation this way. Of these six players, I'm going to ask you two different questions in one. Which player do you feel the most confident that Kentucky lands, and which player do you – is your dream player of these six that you really want Kentucky to get?
Yeah, and the funny part is I think it's the same player for both of the questions, in my opinion. Okay. I really like our chances with point guard Caden Lewis, and that's probably the player out of all those players that I want the most because he's a true point guard. He can shoot the ball. He can move the ball, and playing him alongside Jasper is – hands down, going to be the best backcourt in that class.
I agree with you. I like Caden Lewis a lot. But the three players that I really like in this mix, you know, you've got your guy down low in Malachi in this class. You're good there. I really like some of the power forwards in this class. I really like Chris Sinek. I've seen him listed as a center some and a power forward in some different places. If you watch the film,
fluid, though. He could play.
He's a power forward. Yeah. I don't see him.
He could even like play three if you really wanted to get big.
Caleb Wilson, same thing. Another guy can shoot. He's fluid, talented, 6'9". Sinek is 6'10". And then you got Nico Bundalo. Here's the guy. All right. For me, if you got either of those three guys, I am going to do a backflip, which I can do, but don't ask me to prove it. But either of those three guys, I would be stoked. I think all of them are going to have really good college careers. I'm just telling you, I've watched a ton of film on all three of these guys. And you know what's funny? I And Caleb Wilson is a really good player. I do not want this to sound like I don't like Caleb Wilson, because that is not the case. He's a great player. He's going to be an NBA player. But for Kentucky, I don't know what it is, but I really like Cynic and Bundalo. I just – the film, the way they play the game, I like them a lot. I also just – I would say of these players, I would say that I'm kind of the least confident about Caleb Wilson. I know he's coming on a visit this weekend. Things could change. I just – there's a lot of the big dogs in for him, and I think that he feels like a guy that's going to end up somewhere else. I hope I'm wrong about that, because, once again, he's great. But, I mean, he's got – Duke, Arkansas, Auburn, Bama. I mean, he, you know, a lot of these, the better schools, better SEC schools too, are after him. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But I like a Caden Lewis a lot as well, Carson. I think that Jasper, to me, where do you like Jasper guard wise in college, Carson?
Yeah, I like him at the two, honestly.
I agree with you.
I think if he can move well without the ball in his hands, I think he can be super, super elite.
I agree with you. And, you know, he is a combo, you know, Jasper is. Some places list him as a two, some as a combo. If you want to call him a combo, I'm fine with that, but I agree with you. I think Jasper is a two. I think that's his career. He's 6'4". He's, you know, so he's a taller guard, you know, a somewhat taller guard, maybe not for the NBA, but he's tall enough to, you know, be good in the NBA when it comes to playing that position.
Yeah, he reminds me, I think he'll play the role of like an Antonio Reeves almost, where he didn't really dribble the ball that much, but he'll make cuts and be aggressive enough to where he does score at the rim, but also utilizes his three-point shooting.
Yeah, so I'm fully with you on that. And that's why if you get a Caden Lewis to play your one, and then you've got Jasper at two, oh man, this class is in a good spot. And then if you had either of those three power forwards, any of them, like I said, I would be so happy if you got either of those three guys. And then you got Malachi as your five. This class.
And I'll tell you another guy who I absolutely love after watching tape, and I think he fits perfectly, Tonde Yesufu. I think he is a super elite athlete. I think he can knock down shots. He makes good, smart plays. I think he's perfect for Pope's system. And you got to have scrappy guys like that to go alongside your pure shooters, because you got to have some people to do some of the dirty work.
Exactly. I just like him in general, man. He's
a fun kid.
He seems like a good dude. He feels like a good fit in Lexington. Mm-hmm. And he seems to like Coach Pope a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember he was talking up Coach Pope before he even had an offer.
Mm-hmm.
I like Tonde a lot. And he's a guy that's slowly climbing the recruiting rankings.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I think we land Tonde. I really do.
I do too. I feel good about Tonde right now.
I feel pretty good about him.
Tonde and Akaden are I have a pretty good feeling that we are going to get
them. I'm with you on that. And then, you know, I think that Malik Nabers on the injury report. There you go. Great. Wonderful. Great. Grand. But, you know, I think
is he on your fantasy team, Andrew?
Yeah. Why do you think I care? Gosh. But, it'd be really cool if you could have a class where you fill 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 with talent. You know what I mean? Where it's not like, okay, well, we don't have 2 or 3, but we have 2 5s and 2 1s, and then we have a 2. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you could just go a top 40 guy at every single position.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
That'd be nice.
Like, and the other thing Kentucky has, and I can't remember if this was – I was talking – it was either you and me talking about this on the phone or me and Bob. I don't remember who it was, but this week. But we were talking about it's been a while since you feel really good about. I mean, Kentucky's going to have a handful of players back next year.
I agree.
Trent Noah, probably Garrison. You got a chance of getting Kirk Creasa, and you got a chance of getting Almoner coming back. You got Owe back. You're going to have a base built on this team. Bring in these freshmen, and you're going to bring in talent, but you're not going to live and die by it. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have other players around them.
Let me ask you, Caden Lewis, Jasper Johnson, Colin Chandler. That's terrifying. I mean, you know how many buckets are raining down from those three?
Oh, man. And then, I mean, think about if you go from Jasper to Travis at your two, just nailing threes. I mean, it'd be fun to go sit in the gym and watch them just shoot.
And then you put in Owe to play lockdown clamp defense.
Yeah. I mean, you have the makings of a really, really solid team. Hey, great thing we landed we landed Jasper, so we don't have to panic about Coach Pope as a recruiter. That's great. But so, Carson, of these big guys, the power forwards that we're talking about here, give me rank them. Which rank them in the odds you think we land them, and then rank them in the odds that you would of I want this guy the most, this guy the second most, this guy the third most. Rank them in those two ways for me.
All right. Throw out the names for me again.
Caleb Wilson, Nico Bundalo, Chris Sinek.
I think we have the least amount of chance right now to land Caleb Wilson. I would put Caleb Wilson in the last spot. But he's going to be on campus this weekend.
Yeah.
We're apparently rolling out the red carpet for him.
I've read that. So
there's a chance that swings. Like I always say on this podcast, recruiting is fluid. It could change overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So I would put Caleb Wilson at the bottom. And then I'd put Chris Sinek Jr. Right above that. And then I'd put your boy at number one, Nico.
Like it a lot. I told Carson, I said, I don't care where he goes. Don't care where he goes. I do care where he goes. But if he goes somewhere else, he will be a top five pick in the NBA draft, and I am buying his jersey. I think that kid's a stud. If y'all haven't watched film on him, go watch it. The film, it's just, I like a guy who can shoot and has great shot form, and go watch it. Just make your Thursday evening before you put on the Bills-Fins game, go watch Nico Bundalo film. I promise if it's been a rough day at work, this will make you feel better. But, you know, what I like about, I'll tell you this, though. My rankings of where I like him, it goes Bundalo and in a millimeter below him is Sinek. And then the same, you know, measurement thing I just made up there would be right below is Caleb Wilson. I think they're all great players. I think when we're talking about top 30 players, you know, top 20 even, you know, it's hard to really like, they're all really good. We a lot of times see the 10th ranked player be bad and the 37th ranked player be good. Like this stuff happens. They're just rankings right now. All three of these players are really talented and have NBA upside. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this though. Sinek's really good, and I think we have a chance there. I like Sinek a lot.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we have a chance there too. I've heard a lot about LSU too.
Though. I have because he's a Louisiana kid, right?
Isn't that yeah. Right? So I think so. I'm not 100% on that.
Well, I think I read that he goes to Link Academy. So
yeah,
list his city as Missouri. Yeah,
isn't that where Jasper played?
Yeah,
Link Academy
before he moved to Overtime.
Yeah. So did him and Sinek overlap at all?
He transferred. That's the crazy thing about high school now. Oh yeah, he's from New Orleans. He's from New Orleans, so he is a LSU kind of growing up kid.
I don't know if he did, but if he ended up playing with Jasper at some point, maybe that could help us. But yeah, he's really, really talented. But I'm feeling LSU at the moment right now. But then again, that can change. So
I'm with you. I'll tell you, the other thing I like about Bundalo too is we're getting his last visit. So he hasn't technically locked in a visit date yet. But we're getting his last visit, and I always like that. I like, okay, we're going to get the final impression. You know, you're going to
look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you've got what it takes, because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you. Cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Get the final impression. That's what's going to be lasting in his head when he makes his decision. I think that's great. But
that's
I'll tell
what
you
we're doing for Tone Day, too.
Yeah, I know that. But I really like Sinek, man. It's so funny. When I was really got into liking Bundalo and the upside he possesses, I didn't think we had much of a chance anywhere else. I thought he was going to be our power forward. Mm-hmm. And now we're in a position where we have a chance with two great players in Wilson and Cynic, where it's like,
yeah,
if you land either of those three, seriously, I will be so darn happy with any of them.
Yeah.
So I'm happy there. Now, Carson, a name that popped up for a while, and now I'm starting to lose a little bit of confidence. Where are we at with Braylon Mullins?
Yeah, so Braylon Mullins, I think that the Jasper decision may have impacted his recruitment a tad bit, because I'm starting to feel that we're probably either a close second, not a close second, like either tied for second or in third. In the race. And I think it's a 1-2 UConn Indiana battle, and UK's still in there a little bit, but I just don't think the fit is all the way there anymore. After Jasper's commitment, I would love to see a backcourt full of a Caden Lewis, Jasper Johnson, and Braylon Mullins. Like that would be unreal. I would be over the moon happy if that happened, but I just don't see it coming to fruition.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And you know, I'll tell you this, I think that Coach Pope's recruiting, and he said this in his introductory press conference, the whole, he wants to have a balance of your McDonald's All-Americans and your players that stick around. And so like we just got done talking about, Carson, Travis Perry, Trent Noah, Colin Chandler, Ortega, you got a chance at Almanor. You got a chance at Kerr, and then Garrison. You could have a bunch of guys back from this year's team.
Yeah.
And if that happens, I mean, it's hard to bring in a recruiting class with six, seven guys. I mean, that's why, like, I think four is a realistic number. I think you could get a Tone Day and a Caden Lewis, or I think five would be my guess is the max. Would you agree there?
I'd definitely say five is the max. And I'd say five is probably what they're probably going to hit on.
Yeah.
Is what I would think.
And I think that works out well, because think about it. So let's just pretend on this. Let's just lock in that you get back Garrison, Chandler, Noah, Perry, and Ortega. You got five back. You bring in five on the recruiting class. You go get two, three, whatever guys from the portal.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Now, if you bring back Kerr and Ainsley, then maybe you go get one guy, or you don't need anybody from the portal. I mean, you know, the transfer portal, and here's the deal. Of those players I named, Garrison, Chandler, Noah, Perry, one of those guys is going to leave. That's just the reality of how this works. One, maybe one will turn into the Reed Shepard and go to the NBA, or one
transfer.
This stuff happens. So I don't think everyone that we anticipate coming back will be back, because that's just the new world of college basketball. So, you know, to me, that's what I'm paying attention to, is I think five is a good number, because five, if you get all those players back, you're probably not hitting the portal hard. If you, if you get five players in this class, you're probably not going to have to hit the portal as hard, maybe two guys. So I think that's a great number.
But I mean, if you hit on all these guys that we're talking about, you can't really be mad about it.
No,
like that's a really, really elite class.
Yeah, I'm with you, but I feel like we're out on Mullins. Now, once again, Carson, you and I thought we were out on Jasper for a while. I mean, you never know. I feel good about Tone Day and the Caden Lewis.
Yeah.
And then I think we land one of those power forwards. And I think we have five in our class. That's how I think it works out. And as I said, I feel great about Caden and Tone Day. And then whichever of those power forwards, like I said, all in on all three of them.
And so, if you do that, then you're right there for the number one overall class.
Exactly. And I think, I'll tell you, if you do that, if you end up landing, so like, I want to see where the class currently, where we're at. Are we still at, let's see where we're at overall. I don't like how some of the recruiting sites do the whole, Wake Forest has 7-1 stars, so they're number one right now. It's like, okay. But, and it's, I remember that when we were, So according to this is, I find this really funny. This is why recruiting rankings to me only matter toward the end.
Mm-hmm.
We're currently third on 24/7 Sports behind Marquette and Iowa State. Iowa State has 2 4-stars and a 3-star. Their four stars are ranked. Come on, iPhone. Open this so I can tell them. I can tell the world what Iowa's four stars are ranked. Iowa State. But, and then this is even funnier. Marquette is 2, 1 4-star, 3 3-stars. And then, yeah, so here you go. Okay, here we go. This is my whole point. Here we go. Iowa State's 3 commits, 41st overall, 125th overall, 130th overall. Not to say those players ranked in the 130s aren't going to be good players. It's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is Kentucky is listed here with 2 5-stars. Like, there's no way in the world. If you look at the did they let you do that? If they sometimes you can see the, like, you know, player rank, and I bet Kentucky would be up there if you did that. So point is, we'll find out more toward the end. But if you tell me you're adding 3 top 35 players on top of already 2 top 25 players in the top, you know, 1 top 25, 1 top 10, mm-hmm. I don't see a world where this class 100% top 3, and you got a darn good chance at number 1 overall.
Mm-hmm. And the only reason you probably wouldn't be 1 would be because someone has more players than you do.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see. Like, let's do this. Let's go to 2024. What was Duke's? Duke got 9 players. My goodness. I mean, Shire Calipari. Holy.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It might add in transfers.
Oh, that's a good point. Do you think it does? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, it did. You're right. Good call out. But yeah, I wish they would just show you just high school. Do they do that? Oh, yeah, let's do this. Just recruit. Here we go. Yeah, so Duke had 5 5-stars and 1 1-4-star. That's hilarious. But I mean, like, look right here. Alabama was number 2 overall this year with 4 total players, 2 5-stars, 2 4-stars.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't see a world, and I don't think Duke, I mean, what have they done so far in 26? I mean, in 25, have they done anything in 25? They don't have anybody yet in 25. Not to say they're not. Duke's going to get theirs. Mm-hmm. But I could see it being, I mean, like, who would take down? I mean, the only schools that I could see taking down Kentucky would really be Cal at Arkansas. Yeah. If at he gets Walmart. A couple guys on top of ACOS. And then if Duke, there he goes. And if Duke makes a run at some players. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you land a Caden, Tone Day, and one of those power forwards, I don't see how this class is not guaranteed top 3
and
probably number 1.
And it's not one of those where you're just getting high overall players just to look good. Like, these are good players. They're not just athletes.
Yeah.
They just jump out of the gym.
They're good. Exactly. They're basketball players. Not Coach Calipari got into the whole, like, I think a great example. Why am I? Damian Collins. Like, that's a great example. Damian Collins is a great example. Incredible athlete.
Khalil Whitney. There's tons of examples.
Great athletes. They didn't end up being great basketball players. These guys are basketball players. They're not the, well, he has a 77-inch vertical. None of that. Mm-hmm. You know, it is.
No, these guys can pass.
Pass, dribble, fluidity, shoot, rebound, block shots. Everything you need is what this class can be full of. So I'm excited, Carson. I'm really excited to see what this class ends up looking like. I really am. So we'll see. So if you had to pick, so you're going, the 3 players that you would want would be a Caden, Tonde, and what was the power forward you said? Did you say Cynic or did
I
Bundalo? I'm
torn. I like Cynic a lot, but I also like Bundalo too. I mean, and you can't go wrong with Caleb Wilson. I would take any of those 3.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, me too. And I think it's going to happen, man.
I think you get really one of the 3. Yeah.
I think you're going to get one of those 3 and you're going to get Lewis and Tone Day. Mm-hmm. I really do feel that way. So,
we'll and that's see. A nasty starting lineup. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And then you're going to have the players back. I mean, this is
Caden, Jasper, Tone Day, Bundalo, and Moreno.
And when Coach Pope starts landing guys like this, everybody can just with the whole he can't recruit thing. I've had enough of it. You can, you know, because I still hear people yapping right here, a little yapping.
It's still Kentucky.
Yeah.
The Crafts bought a ham for $10.3 million the other day. Hush.
Yeah. That better be a really basketball. Good ham.
But I would have loved to taste that ham.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, that's like $290,000 per chew. I mean, my goodness. But yeah, great success. But you know, I'm fired up, Carson. I'm really fired up at the way this is going. I laughed at you a couple months ago, and I think you're gonna be right. I think they end up getting four or five guys in this class.
If it's five, you owe me a beer at the bar. Because you were hating on four.
Fine. I will give you a Sprite at the bar. I'll buy you a Sprite. No mixer, just literally a Sprite. I'm a full Sprite. Any other thoughts, Carson, before we go to banners and watch Tyreek Hill score 100 points in my other league and hopefully, healthy Devon Achane scores 30 on your head? Any other thoughts before we go watch that happen?
No, that's all I got.
This game tonight?
What?
Do you have anybody? We need to tell everybody the situation. Do you have anybody playing in this game tonight?
I was thinking, I don't think I do. No, I don't.
Okay. Well, then let me ask you all this, our loving listeners here. If Devon Achane does not play, who do I play against Carson? I picked up Jeff Wilson. I could play David Montgomery, or I could play Zach Moss. I need unbiased opinions. Zach Moss is a Bengal. Unbiased.
Everyone
opinions.
Give him your least favorite option. Team,
no,
Team Nash.
No, favorite option.
Team Nash.
Favorite option. Give me favorite option. No Team Nash. No back.
Everyone ride with me.
That is your name. I want your name to be Loser. Loser. That's what your team name needs to be. So we'll let you know how the matchup goes on Tuesday's episode. Hey, I know we're angry about the South Carolina game. Y'all heard us gripe about it the other day. Go support this team. Never stop. We're the Kentucky fan base. We're Big Blue Nation. That's who we are. Go support these players. You know, they work their behinds off, and we're going to be there rooting for them regardless.
Yeah, and I think they're going to play. I think they're going to start to come together more than you saw last week and give better effort because I think they are really close. And, you know, part of it is playing for each other. And mm-hmm. So I think that's going to kick in for those guys, and they're going to start to leave it out there on the line, and you'll see a better product this week.
Yeah. So we'll be out there. Hope to see y'all out at the game. Hope everyone has an outstanding weekend. Enjoy NFL football. Enjoy the Cats. And we will see y'all on Tuesday right here on the Wildcats Today podcast.
Look at you go. Knocking stuff out. Letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you've got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.